Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Ron Burgundy, Ron Burgundy, talking and saying things. Ron Burgundy, Ron Burgundy, he's not playing games.
Good morning, listeners. This is Ron Burgundy, and I hope everyone is having a great morning, enjoying the great weather with a little cup of Joe. Actually, I can't fake it today. I don't know what to say.
Is everything all right?
Well, I just received some news before walking into the studio today. I wish I could say it was good news. But no. It's pretty fucking dark, to be honest. And not funny dark like Lenny Bruce or when a kid falls down. It's just...
Yeah.
It's just dark and full of despair.
What's going on?
Okay, I'll just say it. I got some results back from my doctor.
Oh my God. Wait, Ron.
And I have an announcement.
Okay.
I have a cavity.
What is wrong with you?
And yes, of course I'm scared. I mean, why me? If it had to happen to anyone, why not Carolina?
You know what? Because I brush my teeth.
Excuse me, I brush my teeth. I'm not an animal.
Well, you have to brush twice a day. So do you brush twice a day?
Okay, Caroline, a nice try. I wasn't born.
Do you mean you weren't born yesterday? Because that's... Listen, I'm not trying to trick you. If you have to brush twice a day, when do you brush your teeth, Ron?
Well, when do I brush my teeth?
Yeah.
When everyone else does, on holidays.
You only brush your teeth on holidays?
Well, not all holidays. I mean, President's Day isn't really a holiday, is it?
So
I brush during Christmas or New Year's. I put on some nice slacks. I brush the mustache with my ivory comb, and I brush my chompers. It's the holidays, so you want to do it up. And sometimes I forget. I'm not perfect.
Doesn't the smell of your breath bother you?
You mean the smell of rare steak and aged whiskey? No, Carolina, that doesn't bother me. Just like the smell of top ramen and cold brew coffee must not bother you.
Okay, take it easy. Don't your teeth hurt?
They felt fine, like normal teeth, with the texture of wool. Mm. And then out of nowhere, I felt a pain as sharp as Zeus' thunderbolt.
Mm.
So I went to the doctor.
You went to your general doctor?
Yes. Then he referred me to a specialist.
You mean a dentist?
Oh no, Carolina. Are you a cavity survivor as well?
I wouldn't call myself a survivor, but yeah, I've had a cavity.
What wicked webs we weave.
I think we should move on.
All right, what are we doing today, if anything?
Well, we are definitely doing something today, and that's why we're here in the studio. We're actually interviewing Clayton Kershaw.
Oh, right. Okay. Today we have Clayton Kershaw, the famous Croatian circus clown.
No, wait. I didn't... How many Clayton Kershaws are there? I'm talking about the Dodgers pitcher.
Well, Carolina, I specifically asked you, and I think I asked you upwards of 50,000 times to get Clayton Kershaw, the Croatian circus clown. He travels through Croatia in a wagon led by mules.
And that's who you wanted to interview? Croatian circus clown? Okay.
For the millionth time, yes. I mean, does a baseball pitcher even know anything about Croatia?
I'm not sure. I mean, maybe we just, let's stay off the topic of Croatia. It might not make sense to ask him about it.
I know, but when I think of Clayton Kershaw, I'm going to think of Croatia.
Just keep thinking about baseball questions.
So he's a baseball player for who?
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, yes, Clayton Kershaw. Clayton Kershaw. Yeah. Oh, he's outstanding.
You're very familiar?
Very familiar. Can't wait to talk to him.
All right.
In fact, we will talk to him right after these messages.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
And welcome back to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. We are very excited to have here in the studio with us from the Los Angeles Dodgers, pitcher Clayton Kershaw. Clayton, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Ron. Appreciate it.
Carolina?
Yes.
Are you excited to meet Clayton Kershaw?
I'm so excited. I just learned about baseball.
Right.
and Ron walked me through a game.
Clayton, you're a lefty.
I'm a lefty.
Were you always a lefty?
Yes, whole time.
The whole time?
Whole time. Never
changed. You never thought about switching to right?
I thought about it, but it just didn't work.
Didn't work?
Did not work, no.
Does that give you an upper hand?
You know, there's less of us, so yeah. It's a little bit more unorthodox, so yeah. It definitely helps a little bit, for sure. Yeah.
The left-hander is very valuable in Major League Baseball.
Yes.
Yes. But there are no left-handed third basemen.
No.
Or catchers.
Are you a lefty, Ron?
I'm a lefty, yeah. I write lefty.
So you didn't play third base?
I did.
You did?
That's why we lost every game. Because I couldn't make the throw across the diamond.
You also read while you're on third base.
I did. I would read. I'd have a paperback novel on my back. Because I got bored. You know, baseball, I mean, you have to, it's kind of a boring game if you're not paying attention all
for
the
sure.
time.
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
The action is, you know, intermittent. At best.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to write that. I'm glad I fit that word in, intermittent. That was, I have a word a day that I tried to fit into my language.
You were saying ardently a lot.
I said ardently like 30 times yesterday.
It was pretty evident.
Whether it fit or not.
Yeah.
It was very intermittent.
Okay.
Did you play last night?
We did. Yeah, we played.
And who did you guys?
We played the Mets, New York Mets.
Okay.
And we won. I think the final score was 8-5.
Yeah. Were you at home or were you in New York?
We were in L.A.
Okay.
Yes, we were home.
And how are the Mets this year?
Honestly, I don't know what their record is. I think they're okay.
Because you don't care, right? You just play your game.
Just play
you
the game.
Go down there.
They're a good team. I think they'll be all right.
Right?
Yeah.
What? How many innings did you throw?
I threw 6 innings. I didn't throw very well, Ron. I had a rough game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wasn't super great.
It sounds like you want to talk about it.
Thanks for asking. Yeah, no, it was good. We did win, so that was the main point.
When you don't have a game that you feel great about, how are you able to you just got to forget about it, right?
Yeah, it's tough, you know, but as a starting pitcher, you play once every 5 days, so you got like 4 days to think about it and get back at it that fifth day.
So what's your advice to players, whatever age, in high school, middle school, who have a rough day?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, it's going to happen. I think, you know, everybody's going to have their bad days in baseball, right? But I think more than anything, it's just about how you go about it. And then baseball is a lot about how you handle failure. You know, there's a lot of failure in baseball. So it's really important to be able to compartmentalize that and go from there.
And you have a son. So when your son gets older.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be super hard on him. I'm going
to
be right over him.
Keep the pressure on. Yes. Turn up the heat.
Let him know.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a lot to live up to.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
No, I just want him to have fun. You know, I just, as long as he's loving baseball, he can play as long as he wants.
But what if he's like, Dad, sorry, I like badminton.
I like leather-bound books.
What if he enjoys?
That'd be great.
In fact, I have some leather-bound books around here somewhere. Also have a loaf of bread.
There it is.
That's my lucky loaf of sourdough there.
That's his lunch
for the listeners. There is a giant loaf of sourdough bread.
It's kind of like when Aladdin would bite into a sourdough in the cartoon.
I don't remember that.
Okay, sorry. Scratch that.
You know, Carolina, make it count.
Okay.
We've got Clayton Kershaw in here.
He brought up
future
Aladdin.
Hall of Famer, and you bring up Aladdin. And the bite into the bread, and he's about to leave. You're not going to leave right now.
No.
Oh, okay.
We'll get back to the point.
Let me ask you this question: what's the worst city to play baseball in? What's the place you hate the most?
I don't know if I can answer that.
Sure? Go ahead.
Bad food.
Let me. I'll throw some names out, either
I'll nod or
Cleveland.
It's not my favorite. Yeah, it's okay. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys don't play in Cleveland ever, do you?
Very rarely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Milwaukee.
I like Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sleeper City. I'm in on Milwaukee.
Sleeper.
Yeah.
Albany. Is there a professional team in Albany?
Never been.
Oh. All right. Miami.
It's a fun city.
Right.
The team's not great right now, so the fan atmosphere lacks a little bit.
Oh, like there's no one there?
Not a lot, no.
What would you say, like 1,000 people in the stands?
It feels like that. It really does.
Can you guys can hear individual fans?
It is way worse when there's less people because you can hear the you sucks way more, like way more.
That's what I've heard. I heard someone was saying that professional ball players, you can never acknowledge anything that the fans say to you.
You're right. But
because
sometimes,
if you do, they'll know you can hear them. Yes. But sometimes you can't help it.
Some of it's so funny, though, Ron.
What's the weird? Where are the weird
so
ones?
Funny. Well, some of them do their research, right? Okay. Like they know your wife's name, your kids' names.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, they know where you're born. You know, they know anything that Wikipedia has, they'll find it and say it. And you got to give them a little credit. They've done their research.
Sure.
But, you know, I just appreciate a good old, you know, you suck. You know, I mean, that's just that's classic.
Schoolyard stuff.
Yeah, it's good. You can't fight that.
Right.
You just say thank you and move on.
You appreciate the fact that they're as tough of fans as you would want at Dodger Stadium.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I hope we give it.
Give it right. Yeah.
Yeah, just give it back.
You've won 3 Cy Young Awards. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Who is Cy Young? Does anyone know?
He was a pitcher.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, and my research shows me, and so in 2011, you won baseball's pitching triple crown. What is that exactly?
Wins.
Wins versus losses.
Yes.
ERA.
And strikeouts.
Strikeouts. So you were the league leader in all 3 of those. And then that next year, in 2012, did you brag to everyone, all the other opposing players, like triple crown winner last year?
Everybody I saw. I just kind of wrote it on my forehead.
I mean, you've been described throughout your career as the best pitcher in baseball. Do you ever just scream that at people? Like, if you can't get into, you know, Chili's on a Friday night, I'm sorry, Mr. Do you just scream at the hostess? I'm the best pitcher in baseball.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great.
You can't borrow that for Chili's, by the way. It's for Clayton. You can't just yell that.
Well, I'm now going to say, I know the best pitcher in baseball.
Okay. You can say that.
Give me a booth.
Yeah.
You know what I like about Chili's, though, is they don't play favorites. So you say that.
Oh, well.
Yeah. And you're going to wait the 15 minutes like everybody else.
I cannot fault Chili's for that.
I can't.
That's right.
They don't play favorites.
The only democracy left
is Chili's.
I agree.
Yes.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. What's it like to be a Dodger with all that baseball history?
It's awesome.
It's got to be.
It's great. I love it.
One of these storied franchises in not only in baseball, but all of sports.
Yeah, so cool.
When you put that uniform on, do you sometimes wet your pants?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's so many cool people that have been part of the Dodgers. It's really special.
I can think of all of them. Bert Hooten.
Who else?
Mostly Bert Hooten.
You can think of all of them?
Yes.
All of them. Doug Rau.
I haven't heard of Doug.
Doug Rau, Bert Hooten.
Boonk.
Who?
Boonk.
Boonk?
Wrong name, sorry.
No, I don't. Here's something that always drives me crazy. I don't think Sandy Koufax gets enough credit. 4 no-hitters, a perfect game, all this while being the first and last Jewish woman ever to pitch in the big leagues. Why is that overlooked?
It should not be.
I mean, no one brings that up.
Nobody.
There hasn't been a female pitcher in baseball before or since, and this lady...
Have you ever seen a picture of...
I can't say that I have.
You might want to just Google that.
Oh.
Check that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just don't know why people don't make a bigger deal.
I agree.
About the fact that, you know, Sandra Koufax, amazing player. One of my favorites, even though I don't know
what she looks like.
Okay. I couldn't pick her out of a lineup if I had to. If they said to me, Sandy Koufax is down the building, I'd be really nervous. And I'd say, where is she? What sort
just
of dress is she wearing?
Just have to yell her name.
Yeah, just yell, Sandy, raise your hand. Now, is it true that your great uncle discovered the planet Pluto?
That is very true. Yes. Clyde Tombaugh.
Clyde.
Yes. Was he really pissed when they said Pluto wasn't a planet?
The family was, for sure. We got a lot of, we had a big moment about it.
Those listeners, Clayton's great uncle was, I assume, an astronomer or astrophysicist or something.
Yeah, he discovered Pluto.
It'd be great if he was just an insurance salesman. And he just
look at that thing.
Yeah. I'm going to call it Pluto.
There you go.
Yeah. But he discovered Pluto.
He did.
And then when they said it was not a planet.
Devastating to the
all hell
my mom's maiden name, Tombaugh family. Devastating.
Just went crazy.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's mean to take it back.
I think it is too.
I mean, what? Yeah, who gets the authority on planet naming or finding? Yeah. You know,
what's the governing body that can take that away?
Yeah,
I don't know.
So they think that Pluto's just a ball of inert gas.
Don't laugh, Ron.
You know where I get a ball of inert gas after I eat a Chili's.
Okay.
Okay. I was waiting for that one. All right. Good. Okay, got that joke in. That was good. When you retire, do you feel like you need to discover a planet?
I would love to. I don't know. I feel like everything's...
I mean, when you're out of baseball, what does Clayton Kershaw think he's going to do?
Can I maybe help you out with the podcast we're on?
Oh, my God. I would love it.
I think all positions are...
Oh, they're final?
Oh.
I think...
I could be an intern. No, yeah. Non-paid.
You know what? Work your way up from the bottom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'll pay my dues.
Learn the craft of podcasting.
Yeah. Ron constantly threatens to replace me, so I'm just... I really need the
job. I won't
job
take
security.
Your job. I won't okay. do that. Thank I won't you. Do that.
I got to ask you this. So, Carolina, you may not know this, but the Dodgers are in the National League.
Yes.
And the pitchers in the National League have to hit. Mm-hmm. Where the Sad Sack American League, they don't have to hit. Mm-hmm. They have what's called a designated hitter. Yeah. What do you enjoy hitting as a pitcher?
I love taking batting practice.
Okay.
So that's fun because you get to hit maybe a home run in batting practice,
right.
And it's really fun.
But then when it comes to the game...
Yeah, that's more difficult.
It takes you out of your rhythm.
Well, it's just, it's hard
to hit. And it's
hard. Yeah. Hitting's like really hard. Like the hardest thing to do in sports, in my opinion. And I don't practice a lot. And it's, you're facing guys that throw really hard. It's just hard. It's hard to do. But batting practice is fun. They throw it right there for you.
Right down Broadway, as they say.
Beautiful stadiums. You get to be a kid again. No pressure. It's awesome.
Do you ever yell to the opposing pitcher like, hey, just come on, throw it, throw easy and I'll throw easy on you?
No, because then I have to throw easy to them, and that's no fun. I gave up a hit to a pitcher yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I did.
You get ribbed in the clubhouse for that.
I do. I told you I had a rough game yesterday.
Note for our listeners. The game referenced by Clayton Kershaw took place in May, not in the fall, when this podcast is airing. Therefore, if there's any confusion, that's what happened. The game happened earlier in the season. Thank you for your patience. Good. Thank you. Bye. Jacob DeGrom. Didn't he used to have beautiful flowing locks of hair?
He did.
He cut it all off.
I don't know why.
Trust me. If you've got a luscious mane of hair, don't get rid of it, because once it's gone, there's a good chance it's never coming back.
Good to know.
Sometimes it grows.
I never cut my hair, and it never grows. It's the same length all the time.
That's true.
It's a genetic imperfection.
Oh my God.
I was born with this head of hair. Yes. As a baby.
As a baby?
Yes.
That's so insane.
And the doctor was like, this is one gorgeous kid. How many Dodger dogs have you had in one sitting?
I've wanted to join the hot dog eating contest. I think I would do well, but I think two is probably the most I've had in one sitting.
Did you ever want to meet Kobayashi?
Yes.
The professional hot dog eater?
I do. That's amazing.
What did he eat, 60 or something like that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, amazing.
Carolina, how many hot dogs have you eaten?
Today, in general, I've eaten... three or four hot dogs in one day
sitting.
Before.
There's nothing, I don't know what it is about a Dodger dog.
If you eat it fast enough, your body can't tell you you're full.
And that's their slogan.
But you gotta eat it under 20 minutes.
You really do. You know what, sometimes I'll go to an all-you-can-eat sushi and just sit there for 6 hours.
Can't kick you out.
I put a do not disturb sign at my table, and they get pissed at me.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah.
And I'll just point to their sign. It says all you can eat.
Yeah.
Not even a time limit. You know what? Don't call yourself all you can eat.
They've taken you out and you've been literally punching in the air. Just too full.
I have been dragged out by LAPD. But gosh darn it, if I didn't eat $2,000 worth of sushi. Yeah.
Not great sushi.
Not great sushi. No.
But...
you can't resist a deal.
And a lot of times I'll go to the places with the B health code rating.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Because they're happy to have me. They'll let me stay as long as I want.
So bad.
The minor leagues. How many years were you in the minor leagues, Clayton?
Two.
Just two?
2 years, yeah.
That's pretty quick.
It was a little quick, yeah, but it was a good experience. I had fun.
But the minor leagues, I mean, it's you know, you're riding buses.
Yeah.
It's not glamorous at all.
Not glamorous, no. Not good. But you get to see some places you never see. Like, have you ever been to Burlington, Iowa?
I love it. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Most people, I say that
I've
too.
I've got a summer place there. Right on the lake.
I didn't know they had a
Burlington
lake.
Burlington has a lake, doesn't it? Well, maybe it's a reservoir.
Okay.
The man-made lake.
Maybe it's somewhere completely different.
Yeah.
Could be.
Could be. But it's a good time. You get to hang out and...
Burlington, Iowa. What were some of the other cities?
Clinton. A lot of places in Iowa, shockingly. Clinton. Appleton, Wisconsin. This is the Midwest League.
And would this have been single A, double A?
This was single A. Okay. And then the other league was called the Southern League. And so I went to places like Jackson, Mississippi, okay. Zebulon, North Carolina.
And just you're staying in motels. And
yeah, yeah.
You get what?
With a roommate. You share a room.
$40 a day for
meal money?
For meal money?
20. It was 20.
That's 20.
Yeah, it might have pushed up, but it was 20 a day.
So you're eating a lot of Subway sandwiches. And
yeah, Subway actually. Yes. Yeah.
$5 footlong. Yeah. $5 talk about a deal.
Yeah. All the time.
Wow. Any time during that stint where you're like, this blows.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. A lot. But that's why you try to go fast. Get out of there.
Did you ever set a timetable? In other words, if it's 5 years and I'm still at double A, forget it.
Hang it up.
I'll go...
I'll go
be a substitute school teacher.
Yeah. Well, I would have needed school for that, which would have been a problem because I didn't attend.
You went straight out of high school.
I didn't go to college.
Okay.
So that was kind of my, hey, I've got 4 years. I would have been in college, so I got 4 years. And then I would have had to think about some things probably.
But thank God it worked out.
It did work out. Thankfully.
So you were scouted. How old were you when you started getting scouted?
High school. Yeah. Yeah.
But you were like a senior?
Like junior, senior. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
And you get a choice. You probably were being offered college scholarships.
I did
well.
Have some. I could have gone to college. I was actually going to go to Texas A&M University.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
and then you just decided, let's just go for it.
Well, yeah, I decided, yeah. Why not? I wanted to play baseball.
Right.
I didn't want to go to school.
Yeah.
I just did it.
Yeah.
The whole time, though, you were still going to night school, right?
Yeah, still doing that, but...
To study to become a dermatologist.
You don't have to go to college for that?
I don't think so.
No.
I think it's the one medical field...
You have
field
to get a new dermatologist.
My dermatologist never went to school.
I know.
He, in fact, he played double A baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a catcher.
And you have a huge mole.
Yeah, I have a mole on the back of my neck.
Yeah.
I think he referred to it as a home run.
Yeah. Not in a good way.
I also have a cavity.
We have to let that one go. It's not as bad as you think.
And my dentist was also a former minor league ball player. So.
Yeah.
Life is funny that way. Do you have a good dermatologist?
No.
Do you need one?
I'd love to.
You should see my guy.
Okay. Sounds good.
Oddly enough, you know what his name is? Sandy.
He's a guy, though.
He's a guy.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Which is a weird name for a guy. Do you ever get jock itch? I'm just going to cut to the chase.
I've learned my lesson.
Okay.
With that. Yeah. Yeah. You have to. Baby powder is a must.
Is a must.
Is a must.
I once got jock itch, right?
Yeah.
And then I made the mistake of scratching my eyes, and I had jock itch all in my eyes.
Oh my God.
I've never heard of that.
Jock itch in my eyeballs.
Never heard of that.
And then I went to eat all you can eat sushi. It was a hell of a weekend.
Oh my God.
In fact, that was one of the places that had an A rating, and they're like, thanks to you, Mr. Burgundy, we got a B rating. We've got jock itch all in our sushi.
That might be one of
you've heard that phrase. I got jock itch all up in my sushi.
I think that's like a bad situation.
I feel like I heard it in a hip-hop song.
Oh.
That's something that's new in baseball. Everyone has a play-on. Like, so when you go to the plate...
A walk-up song.
A walk-up song.
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
What are your thoughts?
I'm more of a purist. I just like a little organ music. Maybe a little organ, Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Yeah.
That's the way, I like it. Take me out to the ball game, and that's about it. But now everyone's got a song.
Yeah,
and
it's a big deal.
It's a bit of a thing.
It is a thing.
No Do doubt. Guys change their song if
All
they're
the
in
time.
A slump?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. It's a whole ordeal. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have any good luck
ritual? It's a very ritualistic game.
Yes.
You probably have a whole.
But you
routine.
Don't want to share them, probably.
Well,
you don't have to talk about
it. Yeah.
Okay. I've worn the same glove for a long time.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But like, that's no big deal.
Like 10 years. It's. Yeah, not a big deal. Like, do I wear, like, my same underwear, like, all that stuff?
Right.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Oh.
I mean, I wash them, but okay. I've worn the same ones for a while when I pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Ron does that.
I wear the same underwear.
Washed?
I only have 3 pair of underwear.
I know. We got I rotate you some them. For your birthday. And
I know. They're not lucky yet.
Yeah.
What's the craziest superstition you've heard of any of your teammates?
You don't have to say who.
Let me think here. Well, actually, you know the craziest guy.
Right.
I can say a name here because
they're okay with it.
Yes.
Okay.
He's retired.
Okay.
Nomar Garcia Parra.
Oh, yeah. Nomar.
Yeah. I played with Nomar, and the amount of stuff that he did with his batting gloves and his bat and
his
kicking
twitches,
his feet. Yeah. He had
like that. It was a whole thing.
I mean, how do you remember all that? It's amazing.
He probably just naturally does it.
Just twitched all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing.
I don't sleep well at night, partly because I get up every 15 minutes, circle three times, mm-hmm. and go back to the bed.
Yeah.
Every 15 minutes?
That's my ritualistic
okay.
thing.
That's tough.
To help me have a good night's sleep.
But it really
But it
does
really
the reverse,
backfires.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, baseball is a lot of guys do weird stuff.
Yes, no doubt.
Does Ellen, your wife, ever say, okay, Clayton, cut it out?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
I mean, I think since I've had kids, I've probably toned down my – because when I used to pitch, like when I on my start days, I used to not be like a very pleasant person to be around, just kind of like super serious. And now with kids, they don't let that happen.
Yeah.
So it's been better.
Right.
Yeah.
But still.
A little bit still, yeah.
You let the kids know daddy's got to work.
Right? Yeah, they know. I mean, yeah. I try to be better, but they know.
Get your hands off my pitching glove! I'm your father, Clayton Kershaw!
You know, I haven't said that to him yet.
But probably for the best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
To each their own.
Yeah, to each their own.
Yeah. Before you go in to deliver the news.
Yeah.
What do you tell Walter?
Well, I tell everyone on the news team, don't forget, I'm Ron Burgundy and you're not. Have a great show.
It's not really wishing them well, but...
No, but it just sets the tone.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you ever say to do you ever gather up the team before and say, guys, if you make an error, I'm going to punch you in the nutsack?
Haven't tried that method before. I don't know if fear is the best thing for guys playing behind you. Do you say that to your news team? Like if they mess up?
If they mess up. Oh, they'll know. I say, guys, don't mess up. You know you'll be in the doghouse with me. And if I mess up, I don't want to hear about it.
That seems wildly unfair.
Well, I've got the juice, you know. They don't.
Yeah.
So, now, they don't really like me that much. They want to hang around with me. But I think we deliver a great product.
Yeah.
I would agree. I love it.
What is behind the superstition of when a pitcher is throwing a no-hitter, the team will not talk to that pitcher?
Yeah.
And when is that determination made? Right around the fifth inning? Sixth inning?
Yeah, I would say fifth or sixth inning. It's probably fair at that point. And then I don't know when that started. Like, you just kind of let them have their own space in the dugout. I don't know when that started.
It's a little bit freaky.
Yeah.
Because you see the guy just sitting there alone.
You don't want to mess with him.
See,
you know,
if I was on your team, I'd be like, Clayton, how are you doing? Do you want like a hot dog?
A cold towel
or anything? Can I give you a shoulder rub? You'd probably punch me.
Yeah, I mean, intentions are good there, but I think if you're the guy that talked to him and then he gave up a hit, you're that guy. It's not his fault.
Okay.
It's your fault.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have to cut to, I love, you and your wife have been together since you were...
15.
15.
14, 15.
Wow.
Yeah.
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 That's a beautiful thing.
So did you go to prom together?
We went to prom together.
Yeah.
Yeah. She went to college, though.
What was the hit song at prom? Do you remember?
I don't really.
Might have been Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Or like a Christina Aguilera, possibly.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Something in there. Yeah.
All right.
And how did you ask her out when you were 15?
Passing period. Like after one class
to another class.
Sure.
So that way you only have 5 minutes. So you don't have to like talk around with small talk after.
Right.
Hey, you want to go out? Okay, cool. I got to go to class. And then that was it.
Did you say, hi, I'm Clayton Kershaw. I'm one day going to be a dominant pitcher in Major League Baseball. Would you like to go on a date?
I didn't know that at the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would have been a very
confident
cocky
thing.
Pickup line, too.
That's true.
That's true.
And the rest is history.
That's it. That's all it took. She stuck around.
Maybe I'll go back to high school.
It's never too late.
I mean.
Well, on that note, Clayton Kershaw, we cannot thank you enough for
such a pleasure
for joining us here in the studio. We wish you the best of luck for the rest of the season. And, boy, I just can't wait to come to a Dodger game and heckle you.
all of this information, you have so
much. I have so much information now to specifically ask you about.
I can't wait. Can't wait. Thanks so much for having
me. Remember when you were in Burlington, Iowa? Yeah, that'll be one of the heckles. It won't be, it'll just be questions. It'll just be a lot of questions.
It'll be weird if I don't answer
back.
Yeah,
right. It will be impolite.
Okay. Good to know.
Clayton Kershaw, thanks again. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Right back on the Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And we are back here on the Ron Burgundy Podcast. What a delight Clayton Kershaw turned out to be. And dare I say, a wonka wonka.
Come again?
A hubba hubba.
Okay, I see.
Gaga goo goo. Handsome baby.
That's a little much.
I mean, gave me a sweet tooth, if you know what I mean.
Kind of.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Carolina, he's handsome.
He's a handsome human.
Huh?
We gotta take it easy.
No, I'm saying for you.
Yeah, I mean, he's very happily married. His wife is lovely, Ellen.
Still. Right?
You gotta lay off this.
Okay. I'm just saying. Woo! It was hard for me to not get lost in those dreamy eyes of his.
You had dried up drool on the corner of your mouth the whole interview. Yeah.
Oh, that's embarrassing. You got to give me a signal next time.
Sorry. Well, kept on refreshing.
Did I get those little white spit corners that Donald Trump develops after he's snorted too much Adderall?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay.
What's wrong? What are you thinking about?
No, I'm just starting to think about my cavity again.
Okay.
Should I tell my friends? I mean, I don't want people to worry.
No, I promise you, nobody will worry.
I'll need you to pick me up from the surgery, of course. And bring crutches.
It's not like that. I don't know what information you have.
Because it's not like I need the crutches necessarily to walk. I just need people to know, oh, he's had surgery.
Something serious.
And they'll stay away from me.
Yeah.
Creates like a force field around you.
You'll be completely fine.
How will my sight be after the procedure?
It will be
great. Is there a chance I will lose my sight?
No. You will have the same exact vision.
Well, that's a relief. In fact, in some instances, I wonder if when you get cavity surgery, mm-hmm. does your vision get better?
I've never heard of this.
Like when you hit your head and you've all of a sudden learned a foreign language?
Again, never heard of that happening.
Oh, I might get 20/10 vision.
Perhaps.
Well.
Oh, Ron, before I forget.
Yes.
We spoke multiple times about Clayton's game last night with the Mets.
Right.
This podcast will be airing in the fall, so maybe we just...
Oh, I'm so stupid.
That's not necessary. Maybe we just... You can seamlessly...
I'm so stupid! I'm the stupidest man on planet Earth!
I don't...
Oh! I hate when I do that.
So...
I'll fix it. Yeah.
You're going
to
fix it?
I know exactly what to do.
Are you sure you don't want me to?
I know a seamless way to fix it.
Okay.
Well, no offense to the Dodgers pitcher, but next week in the studio we will have Croatian clown Clayton Kershaw. He's going to scare all the little children into brushing my teeth.
You're going to have a little army of children that yes. brush your teeth?
Yes. Well, you said I needed to brush my teeth more.
Is that easier than brushing your own teeth?
It's just something I won't have to...
Child labor?
It's not child labor.
Just some children coming over your house at morning and at night
on
to brush
a regular cycle to brush my teeth.
Okay.
Because they want to do it. Because they know the ramifications of the Croatian clown showing up in their closet while they sleep if they don't perform their task.
It's a terrible, terrible myth to spread to children.
Is it more terrible to have a mouth rotting with tooth decay?
No.
Your Honor, I rest my case. Thank you.
Is that a gavel?
No, that was Law and Order. We'll see you next time on the Ron Burgundy Podcast. The Ron Burgundy Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Funny or Die. I'm Ron Burgundy, the host, writer, and executive producer. Carolina Barlow is my co-host, writer, and producer. Our producers are Jack O'Brien, Nick Stumpf, Miles Gray, and Whitney Hodak. Our executive producer is Mike Farrell. Our consulting producer is Andrew Steele. Our coordinating producer is Colin McDougall. Our associate producers are Anna Hosnier and Sophie Lichterman. Our writer is Jake Fogelnest. Our production coordinator is Hannah Jacobson. This episode was engineered, mixed, and edited by Nick Stumpf. Until next time, this is Ron Burgundy.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Network.